Hello and welcome to the Almost 30 podcast.
Hello, everybody. It's Lindsay Christo. Welcome to the show.
Hope you're doing well, as well as every email you get. Actually, I think we stopped. I'll never forget when my first job, I was like, what are we doing? Because it's like, hello, I hope this finds you well. I had, you know, when you first get into the world of work, I guess if you're in the corporate world, you don't know that people are saying and doing these weird things mm-hmm. that people do in the corporate world mm-hmm. of like, best regards. Like I remember mm-hmm. learning about best regards, learning about I hope this finds you well. I was like, what is this?
This is me writing emails because I'm very, it's weird in person. I'm a people pleaser. In emails, I'm so direct, bordering on like, you would get an email from me possibly and you'd be like, huh?
Who is
like,
that?
It's kind of rude. Like it's just very direct because I don't really like emailing.
I know.
Do you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So I always have to like write it. I have to write what I want to say and then go back and say, hello there. I hope your kids are great. How's school going? Yes, you know what I mean? Yes. Like insert all the like, niceties.
I hope all things are well, all things considered. I hope all's well, all things considered. Oh. I hope you're surviving. That was always, it's like, dude, survival mode. It's like, I hope you're surviving.
Doomsday in
Doomsday
an email.
Doomsday vibe.
Holy
well, welcome if you're new. I'm Krista and this is Lindsay. We've been doing this for 6 years now. We have a beautiful community and platform where we talk about health, wellness, spirituality, all of the things. And we like to keep it really authentic and as real as possible.
Yeah. Yeah. Today's episode, I'm really excited because one, we've got a new friend. Mm-hmm. She's been on the pod.
Whether she likes it or not.
Yeah, her second time. But it also, you know, we're talking about a lot about morning routines in this episode with Morgan Harper Nichols. It just like gave me permission to like reinvigorate my morning routine. We hear it a lot, right? We're watching YouTubes about it. We're reading Instagram posts. We're reading articles. And I think it's such an important part of your day, if not the most important part of your day to set the tone. But sometimes I get into this like, well, I have to do this. Mm-hmm. Like being so dogmatic and like strict about it or just doing the same thing. So it was actually really nice to kind of mm-hmm. reinvigorate it.
Yeah. So in this episode, we talked to Morgan Harper Nichols, who is an artist. She is a creative. She is a musician. And we thought for our introduction, we would also share our morning routines. Mm-hmm. As you know, morning routines evolve, you know, over time. And it feels like a cliche topic at this point.
Oh, for sure.
Even as an interviewer, I'm like, oh, the morning routine question. But when I really deeply love to hear about people's routines. Mm-hmm.
Yes. And I think it's also like, it tells you a lot about a person.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
100%. Justin says like, he's like, do you know Jeff Bezos watches TV for the first couple hours every day.
Dude.
I was like,
and he's like,
enjoy that.
Watch TV with me.
Honestly. I was like, because he wakes up, literally looks at his phone.
I know. It's so bad.
Whatever. Do your thing. And he's like, Jeff Bezos does that. I was like, I think he's earned it, brother. I'm like, dude. He's earned it a little bit.
Holy shit.
I'm like, wake up. He's like, I've got to wake up my brain. And it's like TikToks where it's like boing.
I know. Literally.
I'm like, dude, if you're waking up your brain to that, that is,
I do.
Maybe that's why.
Yeah. I remember feeling like when I would hop on my phone first thing and like scroll and all these things, like, and I've seen actually my dad would do this. Like I've seen him do this. Like when he wakes up, it's like the light of the phone starts to wake them up. And yeah, it's waking you up. It's spiking your cortisol. And it's just so bad.
Well, that's like a perfect, it's almost like the nervous system looks for that. If your nervous system has been trained to look for that feeling, if you don't find it from your phone, you're going to find it another place.
Yes.
Whether if it's with coffee or a stressful conversation or something. But on episodes we've done about light, we've done a few episodes about light and the importance of light hygiene. Mm-hmm. You can search those episodes, just search light almost 30. But we talked a lot about like blue light and what it does right in the morning and why it's so important to get the full spectrum of light as soon as you wake up because it hits your eyes. It's really good for all your hormones. It's really good for your vitamin D. It's really good for your mood. It's really good for your immunity. So there is that component of the blue light that isn't just about like, you feel stressed and you feel like you're on the rat race. You're in the rat race. It's actually health reasons isn't good.
Yeah. Has your morning routine changed?
I think my morning routine is now just like whatever. Kind of like super. I think I've been traveling a little bit. So it's just been very whatever. I'm trying to just be intuitive with whatever it is that I'm doing. If I want to go on a walk, I think that's what I learned in Ibiza, was just being very intuitive with it. But I would say that like my perfect morning routine is usually I wake up, my cats wake me up, they sit on the edge of my bed and meow until I wake up. And that's usually around 5 a.m. So I will get up and feed them. And sometimes I'll go back to bed for 2 hours and I'll go back to bed until 7 a.m. on the couch, because they only are okay if I'm sleeping on the couch for 2 hours, which is...
Hey, do your cats run your life?
Literally, which is like fun. And
it's a comfortable couch.
Comfortable couch. So I'll get up, either get up at 5 or 7. I have a higher dose mat. It's a bio mat. So I will sometimes do a Joe Dispenza meditation or a Lacey Phillips DEI. So To Be Magnetic has DEIs, which help you to reprogram your subconscious. So I'll do either of those on the bio mat from higher dose for like 20 or 30 minutes. I have a gratitude journal that I'll write in, and then I'll usually pick up one of the books that I'm reading. So I'm like you, I have a bunch of different books. I usually am reading out of A Course in Miracles, out of Law of One, out of Women Who Run with the Wolves. And then I recently added a few other ones by people like Alan Watts that I'm just kind of, and Martin Luther King Jr., which is really good. It's called Strength to Love. Mm-hmm. So I'll just try and do different passages. And for the most part, I'll just open up to a page and see whatever message comes through. So I'll do 20 minutes of reading. Then I'll also be drinking chlorophyll water from Saqqara. So Saqqara has really, really good beauty water drops and chlorophyll water drops that you can put in any water and helps mineralize the water. And then chlorophyll helps oxygenate the blood. So it's really, really good to have on an empty stomach. I'll have celery juice if it's around. I don't really like seek it out, but lately I've been loving having iced green tea. So I'll have iced green tea, which is really high in antioxidants. It's a natural source of caffeine and it just tastes good to have a taste in the morning. I might oil pull. Sometimes I oil pull or scrape my tongue. And after that, if I've done my meditation, if I've done my reading, if I've done my gratitude journal, I may do a dream journal if I had a really wild dream the night before. Dream journaling is really powerful if you want to be someone that can tap into your subconscious or tap into other realms and really find patterns and messages through your dream state. I usually have really profound dreams that help me deal with things in life. They're usually very, very actionable. So I'll document my dreams. And I did that for about a year and I found that to be really, really powerful. I might write down what I'm doing that day, maybe top three things I want to do, or maybe how I'm feeling. But I've sort of been out of like a journaling phase. Mm-hmm. And then I'll probably go on a walk or work out. So I usually work out or walk immediately in the morning. It's just part of my habit or my routine. And then I'll get on my phone at like maybe 8:30. Sometimes I'll get on it earlier, you know, if I'm just like feeling it, but I usually do that. And then one other thing that I think is really helpful that you guys might really like is Sandra Walter. She's an Ascension guide. So Sandra Walter, Ascension guide, I think is her Instagram name. She has really, really beautiful decrees, she calls them. Mm-hmm. And they're these affirmations that she posts on her page that they're super galactic. So yeah, her name's Sandra mm-hmm. Walter. And her Instagram is Ascension_guide_Sandra_Walter. And she has these beautiful decrees, like I said, that are just super, super galactic and powerful. And they're one of those affirmations that I read and I actually feel it in my body. I can feel the vibration. So as an example, one of her decrees that she posts on her Instagram is, I am the opulence of source. I am the divine intelligence of source. I am the inexhaustible radiance and ever-expanding creative life force of infinite love light. And then every once in a while, I'll do red light therapy. I have my red light therapy device that I really, really love. And I'll do like 12 minutes in front of that. And that's great for collagen. That's great for inflammation. That's great for recovery. And I really find that to have really improved my skin.
Mm,
full blown, baby.
There we go.
And sometimes I'll just eat donuts. Sometimes I'll just wake up and Justin will get donuts and we'll eat them.
Which is just as that's nourishing.
On Friday. Sidecar. Call it
dude,
Sidecar
I miss
Fridays.
A sidecar donut.
We just really quick on Sidecar. So we get Sidecar donuts. And one time we were talking to Danielle and Matt, our friends, Danielle Pacenti. And we were like, yo, Sidecar's the best. Like we did this tasting. It was amazing. And Justin and I will get like 6 donuts and mm-hmm. we'll call it a tasting and we'll like cut it up and like rate them and just like give an excuse to eat like as many donuts as we want. And Danielle and Matt like went to Sidecar and they're like, hey, we'd love to try like the tasting. And they're like, what's a tasting? And it was like, we literally made it up. Like we were just like, we're going to buy tons of donuts and act like we're like tasting and rating it.
You can't just buy one donut.
No, dude, or one so each. Good. Butter and salt, baby. Oh, I'm vegan till dessert. That's what I say. I'm vegan till dessert.
I like what's that, mulberry or like that?
Yes.
I wouldn't think that I would like it. And I like
Huckleberry.
It. Huckleberry.
Huckleberry. Holy, it's like a blueberry shit. One.
Holy moly.
Some of them are too wild. Like, dude, I had voodoo donuts in Denver and I felt ill.
I don't like voodoo.
I was like, dude, there's like cream in the middle. Mm-mm. There's like an entire s'more in the middle. Mm-mm. Too much.
I like a soft, pillowy.
Too soft is not good though.
Oh, I love a soft.
I like it cakey.
Oh, you like cakey.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Two camps over here.
Two camps.
See who you like better. Okay, that was that's really great. My morning routine since moving to New York, it's definitely changed a little bit. I'm definitely being mindful of getting as much rest as possible. I think more than LA because of just, you know, the intensity of New York, the grids here. It just, your energy is leaking in places that you don't realize. And so I've just been really mindful to get as much rest as possible. So that means kind of like working backwards. I'm like, okay, so if I want to get 8 hours of sleep, you know, and I think I'm going to go to bed at 10:30, I just kind of set my alarm accordingly. And there will be some days that I like snooze and go for another half an hour. And I just really feel, I used to force myself to get up and like do the things. And I just notice how much more like compassion I have for myself in other areas because I'm allowing myself to sleep in. It's like weird. So it's like that one of those little habits that actually influences just how you show up for yourself. So I'll let myself sleep at least 8 hours. I'm hydrating first thing. So I keep my 24 ounces of water with a packet of Element by my bedside. So I'm starting to drink that before I go to bed. If I get up in the middle of the night to go to the bathroom, I'll take a few big sips of that then. And then when I get up, I will finish it. And I just find that that really gets me ahead of the game as far as hydration goes for the day, which I always feel a little bit dehydrated. So I love Element for that. It's no sugar, electrolytes, tastes great. And then, yeah, I do not look at my phone for the first like hour. And lately, like you, I really haven't been called to like journal or anything like that. I felt myself like forcing myself for a few weeks about a month ago. And I was like, huh, okay. What is that? Like, I don't know. It's like me wanting to feel a certain way by doing a certain thing, but it's actually making me feel not how I want to feel.
Which is hard because there's part of it where it's like,
The resistance to it.
So it's weird because it's like, you don't want to continue to force yourself to do something that's not aligned, but you also, there is something about habits.
Totally.
It's such an interesting discernment.
I have I live with a little habit, baby. And so I'm always reminded, I'm like, oh, you know, it doesn't have to be 30 minutes of journaling. It could be whipping out your notebook and just writing down a few thoughts and then being done with it. You know, it doesn't have to be this like long drawn out thing. So yeah, I have not been writing, but what I've been doing is opening my books and just kind of like letting my books be my little like friends in the morning. So I'm getting these messages and I'm just like, I really like the seeking of knowledge excites me. I'm not someone that is like then regurgitating it. But I love the fact that I'm like, ooh, I read something today that was really like, you know what I mean? Where it's like this little bucket of information and just having that like private time in the morning. And then I go on a walk like basically right away. I've noticed that if I hang in the house too long, I get on my phone at some point. And so I need to like put on my workout clothes. I need to put on my sneakers and go on my walk. So I've been going on at least an hour walk, sometimes an hour and a half. And I noticed that like there's a point at which I want to stop walking. I'm like, oh, this is probably enough. And then I just keep walking. And then that is when like the effects of the walk kick in, where it's like this meditation. And I'm really kind of like with myself. I'm not listening to anything generally. I'm not on my phone. I try to take the most like scenic routes and be as like in New York nature as possible. And yeah, just like really observing everything and yeah, being entertained by my walk. And then I'll do a workout. Sometimes the walk will be the workout. Sometimes I'll do an outdoor workout, like just using the I parkour. I basically parkour.
That's amazing. You're like, you know, when they're doing construction in New York, I'm pretty much...
I'm just swinging.
Yeah, literally. I'm doing pull-ups on like construction bars.
I'll literally find benches though, and I'll do like...
Dips.
Step-ups, dips. I'll freaking do push-ups on the... I mean, I am that
girl. Do like
girl.
A side leg.
Yeah, I'm that girl, mm-hmm. baby. Or I'll do a class. I'll do like a Pilates class or... Evolve or whatever. And then I'll come back. I have gotten my coffee on the walk. I'll finish coffee. And then I've been making smoothies. So for me, I love Forever Will Love the Be Well by Kelly just method, the Fab Four smoothie. So I'm making sure I get my protein and my fat, greens, fiber.
Daily Harvest.
Daily Harvest is my fucking favorite.
Yes.
The mint cacao is my favorite. So I'll put that in. I'll put collagen in, Athletic Greens. I'll put in sea moss. Sea moss is my new jam. Mm. Yeah, it's really good. It's like algae. It's basically
Yeah, there was one period in time where you're obsessed with algae.
Yeah.
We had like two interviews and you're like, so what about algae? Dude, I was like, okay.
But sea moss. What's the benefits? Sea moss, it has like... crazy amount of minerals, different mm-hmm. minerals, like 80 something different minerals,
wow.
iron, magnesium. And then it's really good for like respiratory health and stuff. So yeah, it's good. You don't taste it. It's whatever. Just dump it in. So I'll have that. And then I always take a shower. I like to kind of, I do mm-hmm. the water thing where I kind of mark, okay, I'm going into the workday. And then lately I've been just kind of I do like my alone time in the morning, but it's also a prime time for me to connect with like someone I haven't mm-hmm. talked to in a little bit. So whether that's like a friend, a family member, whether it's text or call or voice note, I'm trying to do that more often because I feel like sometimes in the city, I don't know, it can just feel like a little crazy to me and I don't necessarily think to do that. Mm-hmm. So those that morning time is designated for that. And then I'm off to the freaking races. This morning, though, I will say Sean stayed in bed until about 7, which is very, like, unlike him. And I was like, oh, like, there is, like you were saying, like, with just being with the cats and Justin sleeping in or having that, like, donut, you know, donut mm-hmm. morning. It's like those mornings where I'm not hopping right to it and we could, like, just have that time and I could actually, like... see and observe myself resting and like not needing to do. And same with him. I feel like he kind of felt a little bit of that. It was really, really nice. So if you're listening to these morning routines, you're like, fuck, I have so much to do now. Mm-hmm. You know, those mornings where you're not doing as much is actually like really, really beneficial too.
Yeah, breaks up the week.
Yes.
Breaks up the day. And it is like, I used to get up at 5 every morning, even before we had cats. And now I'm like, oh, maybe I'll sleep. Mm-hmm. If I want to sleep. Till 7, which wasn't like me, but I do think, you know, since we have a more flexible schedule, it also mm-hmm, helps.
For sure.
When I was in the corporate world, it was like, and even in Chicago and New York, when I lived there, I was up at 5 for sure. Mm-hmm. Then I was at like Soul Cycle, like, just like, or Barry's, just like pounding the freaking pavement, mm-hmm. dude. Maybe I will do that again, but right now that does not feel good.
I know.
In the morning, especially.
Yeah.
I'm like, gentle with me.
Gentle. No red room with blasting.
Be quiet. No talking to me. That's why it's like I'll go to Pilates and they're like, okay, lay down on your back. I'm like, this is just right. I will. Thank you. Love to share those with you. And, you know, it's always fun to just kind of keep you guys up to date with our morning routine. I get so inspired by even adding little pieces. And hopefully those books are also books that you can dig into. So that's Strength to Love, A Course in Miracles, Law of One. What was the other one? Oh, Women Who Run with the Wolves.
Mm-hmm. I'm reading Tantra by Osho, which is not really, it's not like sex focused, mm-hmm. but it's just life tantra. Also have Women Who Run with the Wolves by my bedside. Such a good one, y'all.
So good.
You have to.
It's unreal.
It's funny because I got it years ago and I was like, I don't get it.
Yeah, dude.
And you get it when you need to get it.
Totally.
You know what I mean?
You get it when you want
to. I was like, fairy tales?
When you want to go crazy. Like, I need to rewild. Get me wild. So before we get into this episode, Almost 30 Podcast on Instagram, make sure you're following. We share about episodes and just insightful tips and information. Almost30.com, we have information about Lindsay and I, about our partners, about any courses or programs, mm-hmm. things that we have going on. You can also check out our partners page. You can get the Element discount code there. You can get the Daily Harvest discount code. Any partners that we talk about is usually on the partners page. And then we have Podcast Pro. So Podcast Pro right now is in our accelerator program phase.
Yeah, we are We have launched our accelerator program. We're so excited to be working with, just podcasters who are ready to grow and monetize. So if you are a podcaster out there and you want to launch, grow, or monetize, we have resources for you. So you can go to almost30.com, click on the Podcast Pro tab, and you can learn more. Krista and I have basically, we have done every part of this process of growing a successful podcast and brand and building it into a business, had made mistakes and are now wanting to just really support as many podcasters as possible because we know that it is just such a special medium.
Yeah, it's the best. And then subscribe and review. It's so kind when you guys write really thoughtful reviews. We read all of them and we really, really appreciate it. So it's a quick way and free way to show your support for the show.
Yeah. Yeah. Thanks all for listening. This episode is with Morgan Harper Nichols. And this is the second time she's been on the show. She is a creative. She is a writer. She is a musician, as Krista said. And really excitingly, she has a new cool partnership with Starbucks going on. And we talk in this episode about her morning routine and just kind of really what's inspiring her lately. And what I love about this conversation is it's through the lens of the creative in all of us, you know? And I think that our ability to allow ourselves to be creative, especially in the morning, whatever that looks like, is just this, that's what starts the fire in so many ways. So I think you guys are going to love this. It's a nice compact episode packed with just gems from Morgan. And make sure you check out the new filter from Starbucks that she designed. It's really cool.
Yo, it's AR. It's unbelievable. So it basically pops up a Starbucks drink on your table and then a beautiful Morgan Harper Nichols art piece and inspirational affirmation. It is so cool.
Yeah.
So it's on Instagram now.
Beautiful. It's beautiful. Well, thank you, Morgan, for joining us. Thank you all for listening. Share this episode with a friend if you're so inclined, and we will see you on the other side.
We will see you soon. Bye.
NutriBullet just doesn't stop with creating like the best products. I like started with their tried and true blender. So for years, I've had their NutriBullet blender. I love the settings. I love how easy it is to set up and to clean. And I just love the power of this blender. So I am blending up my favorite smoothie every single day. And it just creates the best consistency. And I love it because I can store it super easily. I clean it. It's just the best. Let me tell you about something they just released. Oh yeah, the air fryer. Okay, the Magic Bullet air fryer is here and mine's actually on the way. I've been waiting for an air fryer that I'm like, yes, okay, I'm excited. It's compact. It works. It's quick and easy. And it just takes up very little counter space, which I love. I've seen some air fryers that are taking up whole counters and I'm not about it. So I'm so excited to try this. But I just love NutriBullet because I can trust them. I trust that they are going to be creating efficient, long-lasting products that I can just put into my kitchen ecosystem. I'm using them every day and eating healthier because of it. I'm using fresh fruits and vegetables to create smoothies and soups. It's just the freaking best. So for our listeners, I'm excited. I'm really excited. You get 20% off site-wide. So whether you're gifting this to someone, maybe there's a wedding coming up, a birthday, or you want to treat yourself, 20% off site-wide when you go to NutriBullet.com and use the code LISTENUP, ALMOST30NATION, ALMOST30NATION. When you go to NutriBullet.com, use the code ALMOST30NATION, 20% off. I got a little nervous the other day because I looked at my body oil from Osea and I saw that I was running out. And I was like, wait, hold on. My skin needs this every day. Why I love this body oil. It smells absolutely unbelievable. Cue spa music. It is luxurious. It is rich. It's not greasy. Some oil is greasy and sticky and gross, but this absorbs beautifully into my skin. It leaves my skin looking super healthy. It's glowing. It's moisturized. And I literally recommend it to everyone. My mom just bought 4 bottles so she doesn't run out, which is very smart. We love, love, love Osea, have for a very long time, 100% natural, organic. Y'all, this company knows
how to do it. They have been making products for 25 years. When it comes to clean beauty, Osea is the pioneer. Their cleansers and serums and face moisturizers are award-winning. They're known for creating amazing body products like the algae body oil I mentioned. And I just have to say, my body loves it. We got to be very, very, very particular about what we put on our skin, our largest organ. It absorbs everything and then it goes into our body. So, are you ready to clean up your products? Clean, vegan, cruelty-free, climate neutral. Osea's products are absolutely amazing. Again, body oil is my number one. The algae body oil is my number one. And I'm excited. I'm really excited. You can get 10% off your first order with promo code ALMOST30 at OseaMalibu.com, O-C-E-A, Malibu.com. You'll get free samples with every order. And orders over $50 get free shipping. So you're going to want it all. Go to OseaMalibu.com. Use the promo code ALMOST30 to get 10% off your first order.
We're so excited to talk to you. I am just seeing everything that you do and everything you create is just feels so amazing and natural and fluid. And we got to play around with your new project right before this, which was incredible. And we're excited to talk to you about, you know, morning routines and some of the practices that you implement in your life. I think for us, having the morning routine was like the number one act of self-care and self-love that we were able to really implement and make change in our life. So we're excited to hear more about yours. I would love to talk to you just about, for someone that's such a creative, you're a mom, you're a wife, you bring such beautiful things into the world. Like, what has been your process to creating a morning routine that you love?
That's such a good question. And thank you so much for having me. Yes, I have I've always been very creative since I was a kid, and I've always loved to make things. And it's just so interesting because it's like the older I get and the more responsibilities I have, the more, you know, grown up things I have to do, the more I find that I have to be intentional about like bringing my journaling and my writing and my poetry writing, my art into my life, because it has been such a source of joy and just helping me find gratitude in, you know, the smallest moments of life. Like, that is how I get there, is by creating things and making things and writing. So for me, because life is life, there's a lot going on, I have to find small ways of doing that. Because as any creative knows, like, you never have as much time as you want to do the things that like you set out to do. So for me, like writing small phrases and putting them in a space that's like small, just like, okay, how can we just focus on this one small thing? And writing in a small format, it gives me the opportunity to kind of enter into that practice every day, because, you know, just realistically, we don't always have as much time as we want. So yeah, for me, that looks like writing morning mantras, filling them in my journal, writing the same things over and over again to remind myself of what's true. So yeah, that's just something I've been working on, and it informs my personal life and also my creative process. So yeah.
I think sometimes, you know, the morning routine and the self-care piece can be so overwhelming for people because they think they need to do the long laundry list of things in order to feel good, or, you know, to say that they have a morning routine. But from what you're saying and describing, it's like, it can be so simple. Was there ever a time that you kind of overcomplicated or judged yourself, like in trying to create like the morning routine that felt good for you?
Oh my goodness. Yes. For years, I used to just compare myself to other people that I saw doing similar things. And I would say, okay, well, they get up in the morning and they go to the gym and they have their coffee and they do this and they do that. I guess if I want to be successful, I guess I have to do all those things too. And whether it was just someone I saw online or someone I knew in person, I would compare myself, you know, especially if they were older and someone I respected and look up to. I'm like, well, that's what they do. I have to incorporate that, you know, in my life. But honestly, you know, spending all this time at home over the past year and a half, just obviously it undid all of that. It was like, I have to find a new way of of having a morning routine and having these early day practices in the same way that everyone else in the world is figuring that out. So it became really simple and honestly, like the most consistent thing every day that I have is a cup of coffee. Like every morning, that's the first thing that I do. And I'm like, I don't know what the day is going to bring, but when I have that cup of coffee, it's the visual of a new day has begun. Today is brand new and so are you. And it's time to just start with that. It's like, who knows what the next few hours will bring, but we do know that today is a new day. So for me, that small thing, it gives me so much grace to just like, let that be my morning routine. It's like, if you get to do your journaling later, okay, that's great. But if you don't, what matters is that you woke up today and you acknowledge, like I have gratitude for my senses to be able to smell the coffee, to be able to see the coffee, to be able to taste it, consume it, and notice how like that kind of wakes me up, helps me get started. So yeah, I've just been learning how to break it down and then let myself see that simple moment of that filled coffee cup as like, okay, we're starting the day and then everything else is overflow. So that's how that's what I've been teaching. Keyword teaching, still teaching myself to see it that way.
Yeah, I love, and I think you picked on this, but I love that just like the personalization of your routine serves the work you want to do. And it's the coffee as the indicator. And then it's really like you having the journal or writing or just like getting creative right away. And I think that's so important for people that are creative or whatever space they're in to be able to make it personal and really tap into like what it is that they want to create, whether it's working out, whether it's meditation, whether it's petting their animals or whatever it is, it can be really personal. But something that I really love about your work is like the truth and power and depth of everything that you share. Do you feel like when you're writing and kind of creating things, are you sort of telling the world when you're creating things, the things that you want to hear? Or how is like the process of these really beautiful words that seem to be something that apply to everyone, but come from you and your heart?
Yes, that's such a good question. It comes from a lot of self-reflection, a lot of knowing what I need and trying to figure out what I need to hear in my own life. I tell people this all the time, like I'm not a naturally self-motivated person. Like I don't just wake up like ready to go. I'm like, I need something. I need to read something. I need to write something, listen to something. I see something. I need that. So a lot of it comes, I'm able to maintain this work because I know it's something that I need. And one of the questions that I just love to ask myself at the beginning of each day is like, I mean, this is especially true over the past year because I mean, I work from home. I create all my art at home. It's all at home. And I'm always asking myself right here at home, what is true right now? Like what is true? Amidst all that I don't know right here in this space, what is still true? And a lot of that is what leads me to what end up being these kind of simple messages, these kind of morning mantras that are so, you know, just a few words, like, you know, they're not a paragraph. They don't solve they're not able to figure out everything that's, you know, going on. They're not able to solve everything in that moment, answer every question, but they can bring me to the present moment and remind me that that is more than enough. Yeah, it starts there and it has to start there because, you know, you never know when you put something out there in the world, like who's going to receive it, who's going to be on the other end of it. So for me, I always want to be at peace with what I've created before I share it with others. And the only way that I can do that is by knowing that that's something true to what I would actually say. So like when I was working, you know, on this project with Starbucks by Nespresso, I was very much so like, everything a part of this is going to be something I would actually say to myself. So I literally did that. I took pictures like with my Nespresso coffee around the house. I'm like, okay, if it were at my desk, if it were on the kitchen table, like I was like getting at eye level, looking at it, taking pictures. And then like I put it on my iPad and I'm drawing the flowers on top of my own pictures. And I was like, you know what? A lot of people may not see every part of this behind the scenes, but I think the energy of all that is going to be in these pieces once they get out there into the Instagram effect, everyone can see it. So it's like, I have to spend all that time because I'm like, once it goes out there, you know, I don't know who's all going to encounter this, but I want to say, I want to be at peace knowing, yeah, I gave my all to this, and this is something that I needed to hear today. And, you know, if it connects with someone else, then that's a beautiful thing. So yeah, that's just a lot of what, you know, I've been thinking about kind of creatively lately.
This episode is brought to you by BetterHelp, because you deserve to be happy. And I have to say, Justin and I, my amazing husband, we just started couples therapy. I'm all about therapy. I'm all about BetterHelp. And you can get couples therapy for yourself and for your partner through BetterHelp. So you can use it for an individual. You can use it for you and your partner. And you can also get therapy for your child, a teen. We are obsessed with BetterHelp because it connects you with licensed, professional, vetted therapists who you can trust. All of our friends use BetterHelp, and therapy has quite frankly changed my life.
And you can do this virtually. So, you know, they have a broad range of expertise available that may not be locally available to you in person where you are. So I love that about BetterHelp. And it's also affordable, more affordable than traditional in-person therapy. And they also take insurance or financial aid is available. So if you've been thinking about therapy, if you're like, I don't know if this is for me.
Yeah, this is a great way to get into it.
Truly the best way to get into it. So you can get 10% off your first month by going to betterhelp.com/almost30. That's betterhelp.com/almost30. Join over 1 million people who have taken charge of their mental health. That's betterhelp.com/almost30 to get 10% off your first month.
Someone that has been on the podcast maybe 4 times is our good friend, Elisa Vidi of Flow Living. Her education and awareness and insight on hormones has changed my life.
Yes.
I know there's so many women of our community that are interested in taking control of their health as women and understanding their cycles. And it has been so crucial for me to balance my hormones naturally through a lot of the education and now the supplements of Elisa Vidi's company, Flow Living.
I didn't know that I didn't have to feel terrible when I had my period.
Same.
That's the whole thing.
I didn't know I could be without PMS.
Yes. So Elisa believes that women deserve to have a symptom-free period and feel great every single day of the month. Just a little background, scientific background. PMS arises when there's an imbalance of estrogen and progesterone in the luteal phase. So her cycle syncing method has changed both of our lives. So this is incorporating lifestyle, nutrition, supplements, and her cycle syncing supplement kit is the bomb.
Yes.
Oh my gosh.
You learn a lot about yourself with the kit too, which is what I've really loved. It's like not a passive just taking supplements. Like I felt like I've learned so much more about my body, my energy levels, bloating, my skin through my cycle, through coordinating it with the Flow Living with their kit.
The kit contains targeted nutrients, herbs, and superfoods specific to each phase of your cycle so that you can feel your best all month long. And just to have that awareness around what phase of the cycle you're in actually has, I just feel so much more empowered and like in my body. It's so cool. And they really, really do work. Flow Living has helped thousands of women reclaim their health. So please, please, if you're struggling with PMS, try Flow Living. You can go to flowliving.com. That's flowliving.com. Use the code almost30 for 15% off all of their products and programs. That's almost30, the code, at flowliving.com.
Yeah, before we talk about that exciting new project, I'm curious just how you've seen your commitment to your creative expression every morning or every day and how that has positively impacted other areas of your life. Because I know there are a lot of people out there who put off doing the thing that they really want to do that really lights them up because they have to do their to-do list. They have to take care of a family. They have to really just do like the quote necessary things in their day. So why has it been so necessary for you to do that?
Yeah. So In 2017, I was really proud of myself. I set up an art studio outside in the back of a house that we were renting. And this house just happened to have like this amazing like outdoor studio. Like, I don't know if the person who lived there before was an artist or not, but it was just perfect. But I only lived there for a short amount of time. And then we moved to a one-bedroom apartment shortly after. And I had to just pack up my whole art studio and just say goodbye to it for years. Like, I just got back into my garage outdoor art space like a few weeks ago. So it was a long time in there where that's my favorite way to make art is to just like have a space where I can just go through a painting against the wall and just see what happens. But for a long time, I just couldn't do that. I wasn't able to. I was in a one bedroom apartment. I wasn't able to do that. And what that ended up leading me to do was making art on my iPad and also my phone and making art that right after I made it, I could just share it on Instagram. And during the process of that, it felt like a reduced version of what I wanted to do. It felt like I was settling, like, oh, this isn't the art that I thought I was going to be making. Like, I took all these like art studio pictures. I was wearing all black and I had like a little yellow necktie and I'm just like all in artist mode. And I was literally in that studio for like just a few months. And then I had to move everything to my kitchen table. And I was just like, this is not the version that I thought. And I was doing this while I was working a lot of other gigs and just trying to make ends meet. And I was like, I'm happy to make art, but it feels like a lesser version of what I want it to do. But the thing is like now, a few years later, some of the art that I made, it's the art that I made at that kitchen table. Some of that art is now on products all around the world. It's now on large canvases. And I would have thought the large canvases was going to turn into the big thing. And what ended up happening is literally some of the smallest things I've made have ended up having the biggest impact. I've had moments where, because I always invite people, I'm like, if you see anything on my page, like screenshot it, make it a wallpaper. Like, I'm just like, yeah, just whatever, you can use it. And I've seen like college students like take screenshots and they print them out and like make like a collage wall on their dorm. Like, this is something I made on my iPad and now across the country it's on someone else's wall in the space that they call home and they're making it theirs. And yeah, it's just been really humbling because it's like, I'm a dreamer. I like to dream big. I like to think of big ideas and it's hard to have to scale it down and I have to constantly modify it. But at the same time, that has taught me so much that yeah, you can do a lot with a little. And I think we all as humans can surprise ourselves of like, oh my gosh, I only had 10 minutes to journal every day for a month, but or 5 minutes a day. But if you look at that over 30 days, like that's like a whole book, you know, there's a lot there. Yeah. So I think it's so important that we challenge ourselves to be like, what's the smaller version of this? And how can I like have grace for myself at not allowing this to not seeing this as less than, you know, because it's smaller. It's like, that's something that I admire a lot about musicians that I've seen over the past year and a half. It's like, there are people, and I know this as a musician, who are energized by being on stage with people. And they love being on stage and telling story through song on stage. And all that got taken away. And at the same time, you saw artists like hop on Zoom calls and like hop on Instagram lives and still share their craft. And if you ever tune into any of those live streams, you'll see the comments. People are like, thank you so much. Like I'm listening to this, like while my kids are running around, or I had a really rough day. This is so encouraging. So it's like, wow, even though this is not the way we're used to experiencing live music, it's still meaningful. So I could talk about that forever because that's something I still just have to constantly remind myself of.
But it's funny because most people would look at you like, oh my God, you've beyond made it. Mm-hmm. You know, like you've beyond made it as an artist and really creating your own space. And even when I think about like as a small relation with Lindsay and I, when we first started the podcast, like we didn't have any experience, any equipment. We were just on our closet floors, like doing this thing. And it wasn't glamorous. anything special, but it was like that kind of the compression of the experience and you on your kitchen table, just kind of creating us on our closet floors. It's like, it really does create this like, you know, diamond-like environment where you can really create the work you want to see in the world from like a really heartfelt place, because it's not always comfortable or given to you. And I think that's really helpful for people listening, because I know a lot of people want to create a lot of big things in the world. And then they look at you and you've had these great relationships with Target and Starbucks and all these things. And it's like coming from there to here, you now talk about this moment that was like really hard and challenging as like some of the most pivotal times rather than later on. And I think some of the most pivotal times can be some of the most important for people.
Yeah, I totally agree. One of my favorite pieces that I've made over the past few weeks, I was using some crayons with my son and he got very bored of coloring like 5 seconds in. But I'm like, well, I did all this work to set this stuff up, so I'm just going to color. So
he's like, Mom, we're doing this for you.
Yeah, it's very funny. He was just like, scribble, scribble. Okay, I'm done. Like, I'll just. And I was like, well, I'm going to sit here and I'm going to color. And I made one of my favorite things that I've made, and I haven't even shared it. Like, it's just like sacred to me. And it's just, it's like, wow, like what a gift it is that like a crayon and a piece of paper, like something that so many kids have access to. And we see that as something a child, just for a kid. It's like, oh, wow, that can bring so much beauty. So yeah, I'm so fascinated by looking at how small things can bloom into something more. So, yeah.
And I love that you haven't shared it yet, where it's just like, super,
yeah, I just like it for me.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. That's what my husband says about pictures of us. He's like, let's keep it for us. Yeah. I love that. Let's just keep this for us. I'm like, no.
The fact of the matter is, for me, when I eat mostly plants for my meals, I feel more energized. I feel clearer. I just feel so, so good. And Saqqara has really helped support that type of lifestyle and really reminded me of the power of plants. So if you're looking for a meal delivery service that creates incredible plant-based meals, Saqqara is it. This is your organic, ready-to-eat meal delivery service. They use the power of plants to create these unbelievable breakfasts, lunches, and dinners created by chefs. Yes, so you'll feel like you have a personal chef, and it'll improve your energy, your digestion, it'll get your skin glowing. And you're just going to be so satisfied. I'm never bored with these meals. They change them every single week. In addition to the meals, Saqqara also has daily wellness essentials you can get, like supplements and herbal teas to support your nutrition. Also, their metabolism super powder is something Krista and I really, really love. It tastes delicious. I'll put it in my smoothies. This is an all-natural remedy for bloating and fatigue. But I would love for you to try Saqqara. Again, their meals, like, you feel like you have a personal chef, okay? I love that. Right now, Saqqara is offering our listeners 20% off their first order when they go to saqqara.com/almostsaqqara. You can enter the code almostsaqqara at checkout. So go to, listen up, saqqara.com, saqqara.com/almostsaqqara, and then enter the code almostsaqqara at checkout to get 20% off your first order. This is what I've realized about me. The more I like my home cleaning products, the more I want to clean. For example, so I am obsessed with Drops, D-R-O-P-P-S. This brand uses the power of plants to create super powerful detergents for your laundry and dishwasher detergent for your dishes, okay? And they come in different scents, no scents. They have different formulas for different needs. So say you have sensitivities to certain laundry detergents, they got one for you. Maybe you have really messy, gross laundry and you just need that extra boost, they got you. I am obsessed with Drops. They come straight to my door and they're eco-friendly cleaning products that actually work. I'm a pretty big critic when it comes to eco-friendly products because I'm like, hey, they got to work, okay? They got to be clean, but they also got to work. But with these little pods, it's easy, no measure, no mess, lightweight detergents, no spills, no nothing at all. And again, ordering online, you can subscribe to AutoShip, save on every single delivery, and it's already affordable. I have to say, unbelievably affordable. So if you'd like to try Drops, you're also going to be saving the environment. They have free carbon neutral shipping. They have eco-friendly packaging. Okay, they never test on animals. Keep going. Drops is amazing. So try Drops when you go to drops.com. Enter the code ALMOST30 for 25% off your first purchase. Okay, I would just go right now because 25% off is a lot. That's a huge discount on an already affordable product. I would just stock up. Trust me, drops.com, DROPBS.com. Use the code ALMOST30 for 25% off.
I would love to talk about this new project. Really exciting to see. Congratulations. So yeah, what is happening with Starbucks?
Yes. So I have been just looking for ways to be creative about how I share what I share, I mean, over the past year and a half. And this project really just came at the right time. And it was just like an opportunity to create an Instagram effect that is like, it's like Starbucks by Nespresso for Virtuo, which it created an Instagram effect with that, where it's a coffee cup that rises up with beautiful coffee brewing up, and also flowers and artwork and morning mantras that you can see on your kitchen table as an AR effect right through your kitchen table and recite them to yourself and see them in your own house. So yeah, it's been heavy on my mind because I've been working on it, literally walking around my house, trying to see how this thing can come to life. And it's just taught me so much about even just kind of what we've been talking about. Like, wow, as creative as I've been, there's still room for more. Because like, this is something I never would have thought was possible a year ago. And now here we are doing this, creating this really cool effect. So that's what we've been working on. And I've written morning mantras that are things that I say to myself just to remind myself of what's still true in this season and what I can hold on to. And yeah, it's turned into this beautiful project that is different from anything I've ever done, because it's something that can like just go into your house, like in your environment that you can see in a real way. So yeah, anybody with Instagram can use it. And it's such a full circle moment, because like I literally was 20 years old when Instagram started. And I have used that app for so many different things, like for so many different years. And it's just like, wow, to go from just downloading it and using it to now creating, uploading something that other people can use and share and have experience in their space. It's just really special to be able to bring this into the world.
What are some of the mantras that are on it?
Yeah, so the main one is something that I say to myself often, and that is, you will bloom how you were meant to. And that's a big one for me. Another one is, embrace the small moments. And another one is, today is brand new, and so are you. And yeah, those are some of the favorites.
Yeah, it's super easy. It's like, I was just doing it in the kitchen and you like press it and then the coffee comes up and you have your beautiful artwork. It's like, I was really inspired by that too. And I think for a lot of people in the creative space, it's like, we only think of one outlet or channel to which we can express our creativity. And oftentimes we just lose sight of all the possibilities that you have when you are like, part of being creative is thinking of these other ways and methods and using technology and, you know, partnering with brands that you love. And I was like, wow, I cannot believe it, because you've really done a good job of having these really aligned partnerships that make so much sense and that brings your art into the world in this really powerful way. So it is so cool.
Wow. Well, thank you. And I'm so glad that was your experience, because that's what my biggest hope was, because You said something about collaboration, and that's just something that I feel like I've had to become very intentional about is what does collaboration look like at times like this? And how can we creatively connect with brands and also other people in making something new? And I believe that I believe that the best creativity comes through collaboration. It's like, I say it all the time, like my mom is also a writer and an artist. And I'm just like a diluted version of what she does. Like, like in many ways,
that's pretty crazy.
Yeah, like yeah, in honestly. A weird way, like I've like kind of collaborated with my mom. I'm like, I took what she taught me. Like she taught me as a kid. She would say this every day. Like she wouldn't have said morning mantra, but she would say to my sister every day, me and my sister, create something new every day. Create something new every day.
Oh, I was that
every single day. And when I look at what I do today, I'm like, that's what I'm doing. You know, it's like we may not have used the same language. So what I hope is that, you know, with this, that it's kind of a continuation of that. You know, I hope that when people see, you know, this coffee cup on their kitchen counter and they're seeing these words pop up, that what I hope is that it makes more words come to mind. It says, okay, now I actually have something I want to journal about. Now I have something that I want to write about. Now I have something I want to share with my friends. Like, I hope it just creates this continuum that just goes on and just shows us that like we can still connect in such meaningful ways, like even just from one home to the next, even without actually physically seeing each other.
And I think creativity is so contagious. So even just this conversation is super inspiring for us. And I think, people finding this new filter to put over their coffee, even just seeing that, feeling that you're right. It's just kind of sparked something in them. So thank you for joining us. This was so fun. It's always so good to talk to you. Mm-hmm. Congratulations.
Congrats.
So people can access the filter through Instagram.
Yes. Yes. It's really easy to access like through my Instagram page. So if you go to Morgan Harper Nichols on Instagram, there's like a little effects section, like from the whole.
Wow.
I've ever done. And of course I'm biased, but I just think it looks so cool. It's right there. You'll see like, and that picture you see is like on, that's my dining room table. So that's like, I took that there and you can click on it. And then once you are in the effect, you know, obviously that's when you're able to experience it on your table or flat surface. So yeah. I'm super excited about it.
Amazing. Well, we appreciate you. And it's just always so good to see you. So thank you for re-inspiring our morning routine.
Yes.
And we'll see you really soon.
See you later,
yes,
Morgan.
Thank you so much.
Bye.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Bye.
Bye.
Thank you so much, Morgan. Morgan is so incredible. You can find her on Instagram. She's at Morgan Harper Nichols. And then you can also go to her website, morganharpernichols.com. She has the amazing new Starbucks AR filter, which is incredible. You can use it now on Instagram.
And thank you to our sponsors for this episode. As always, just bringing you brands that we love and use ourselves. Thank you to BetterHelp, Flow Living, Sakara, Drops, Nutribullet, and Osea. You can get all discount information in our show notes as well as on our website, almost30.com. We love you all. Thank you for listening as always, and we will see you on the next one.
See you soon.